This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Obviously, the big story yesterday was Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. But the best part of the contest really isn't the actual contest. It's the introductions, which, of course, are always done by the master of ceremonies, George Shea. Yes. And I have to tell you, he always does a great job with Joey Chestnut. But I did like the job he did with George Chigger. George Chigger.
All right.
Profane to the eye of heaven is the blood of Cain, the child of evil anointed at birth with the oils of hell, who speaks in the language of the beast to herald the coming reign of darkness. For those who speak the language of the living, I am the storm of night, sweeping westward from the sun to cast the innocent into a pit of torment. My time is at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you George Chigger, the Red Horse of Death.
That's pretty good.
That is amazingly
That's pretty good.
Does he write his own stuff?
He must.
We need to interview this guy.
He's very, very good.
Yeah,
we could probably track him down. Here he is doing Joey Chestnut yesterday.
The humble consequence of carbon, the fleeting spray of life turned diamond by the sun, forever suspended in that instant, indifferent to the gods, for he does not envy their power. He will not plead their pardon. He will curse and spit and sneer and shout his name at the heavens. I am the shining arc of humanity. Yield to my dominion. And if we must compete for our place within existence, we submit as our champion, the champion of the world, of now and of always, of the air, of the fire, of the sea, of the land, of the free! Ladies and gentlemen, the Nathan's famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
This guy could be raking it in on Cameo. I don't know if anyone's told him that.
I was just going to say, I would give the guy a couple of $100 to give me one of those.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
How is the UFC or somebody not asked this dude to do one event?
I think they do have him. I think there's an exclusive contract.
Or boxing or something. Like one
but you would
event.
Think you would think that they would let him go
you
for...
You think Nathan's is paying him to...
Yes.
Yeah, I
do.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that they're paying him. You think they're paying him enough to keep him exclusive?
Well, he might have signed a deal to make him exclusive. So if he signed the deal, not knowing how good he is, who knows? Joey Chestnut, as you know by now, won 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes. That's short of his record. But in fairness, he was wearing a boot because he had a surgically repaired leg. He was in a lot of pain. And at one point, a protester wearing a Darth Vader mask jumped on stage and disrupted the contest right in the middle of the contest.
Yeah.
And then he choked the Darth Vader.
He choked the guy eating a hot dog.
Yes, choked him out. Quickly, they ran over and they took the guy away, and the contest continued, and again, he won. At Wimbledon, Rafael Nadal beat a guy from the Netherlands with an unpronounceable name to advance to the quarterfinals. His first name is Bodic, but it's spelled, the last name is spelled, or well, it's Bodic Van D, V-A-N-D, and then the last name, Z-A-N-D-S-C-H-U-L-P. You think that's easy enough, but here is Bodic himself. This is how you say his name.
Bodic van de Zandschulp.
What? I listened to announcer after announcer not get it right.
He's from where?
He's from the Netherlands.
Oh, Netherlands.
I then went to the text-to-voice lady, Sharon, and she tried to sound it out.
Botic. Funda. 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 Botic, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's pretty much what the guy's name was. But thank God he's out. Nadal beat him to advance to the quarterfinals. Nadal, by the way, trying to win a Grand Slam in the same calendar year. He already has the Australian Open, the French Open. This would give him the third leg of that if he gets the Wimbledon title. Yeah. It would be his third also. Major League Baseball action at Camden Yards. Baltimore Orioles and the Rangers in the 10th inning. Orioles with the bases juiced. The bases are juiced for the Orioles. And Jorge Mateo at the plate.
And it's Jorge Mateo in the 9th spot. Who can win it on Independence Day? Oh, he's hit! A walk-off hit by pitch.
Yes, a walk-off hit by pitch. Always fun to watch. 7-6 walk-off hit by pitch for the Orioles. They win it in 10. The Nationals lose in 10 to the Marlins 3-2. In other games of note, the Red Sox beat Tampa 4-0. The Braves doubled up the Cardinals 6-3. Mets knocked off the Reds 7-4. Dodgers over the Rockies 5-3. I don't know if you saw the Diamondbacks, but Madison Bumgarner, who pitches for the Diamondbacks these days, was taking on the Giants, his former team. And they beat them 8-3. But Madison really got into Independence Day when he was introduced, came out wrapped in the American flag. That's how he was rolling yesterday. And fortunately for his team rolled. He gave up 3 runs in 5 innings, but still got the win. The Norfolk Tides could only muster 4 hits in a 1-0 loss on the road in Jacksonville to the Jumbo Shrimp. And here's your fun fact. Manatees have two nipples. They have two nipples, one in each armpit.
Oh, really?
Boy, God hates those things, don't he?
Come get you a squirt.
Come on up here, you
nipple
little
in the
pup.
Armpit. Yikes.
Did you learn that from Cliff?
No, I did not.
Cliff,
oh,
yeah.
You
the fun fact now?
No.
Manatee nipples.
We could talk to Cliff about the manatee nipples.
In the armpits.
Yes.
Who else has nipples in an armpit?